What do you say, Steve?
Right, it's on the And We Played On line.
Ah, And We Played On. What have you got?
Okay, I've finished my football days now, but about 15 years ago, I played...
Why have you finished your football days now?
Injury.
Nobody asks
injury.
You anymore. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what you finish your football days.
Are
you old and warty?
Yeah.
I think you might be.
Old.
So what did you play on amongst?
Okay, played for about 20 minutes on a sort of nice Sunday morning in Eltham.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Where the noise in the
where
sky.
Where the 53 goes.
No, not where the 53, where the 21 goes.
No, the 53 goes to Eltham.
No, it don't.
It does. somebody call us up and we'll give priority to anyone who rings in.
Get
and says,
Bob back on. He has 109 bus routes through South London.
53 goes to Eltham. This fella's nuts. There you carry on. Yeah, go on.
Okay, I won't argue. Anyway.
Terminate somewhere else.
Right, okay, looked up in the sky.
Bastard.
It was a funny noise.
Yes.
Okay, and then all of a sudden we see there was this plane. It was in difficulty.
Yeah.
So,
any soldiers playing in the back, probably.
That's right. So, some of the guys, since there was something wrong, they started running back to the dressing rooms. And then within about 10 seconds, this plane's come down, crashed about 50 yards from us.
Yeah, I've had this, because I have dreams of planes crashing. Now, usually just before I start new television series. I have a reoccurring dream. And I don't know what it means. I've never figured out what that dream means, but I see this plane crash. And I don't know why I have that before I start a television series. But, so they ran to the dressing rooms, right?
Yeah.
And now I take it there must have been a certain degree of injuries if a light aircraft has crashed.
No, there's no injury. Well, sorry, the two people on board died.
Yeah.
Right, but...
Yeah. But how did that affect the game?
Well, anyway, the players who were left there ran across, tried to see if they could do anything, but there was disintegrated into a million bits.
I was going to say, no, they didn't even have to go pudding and beef. I'm sorry about that. Right,
anyway... Police got there pretty quick, and so all our players were assembled back together. We couldn't do anything more. They taped off around where the plane crash was.
Oh, and there's nothing to see.
There's nothing to see. Oh, there's plenty to see, though.
That's the whole
point. So who was the first one to say, are we going to carry on, are we? Who was the first one to say it?
It must have been the captain. It was about 15 years ago. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But what they'd done, because there was bits that had flown across onto our... near our pitch, they taped off one side of the line, and then they said, right, let's start the game.
So they just cut a couple of feet off the pitch and said, let's go?
No, the tape actually ran down the touchline.
And you carried on?
And we carried on.
Did you win?
Well, only for about 5 minutes.
Why?
Because
another aircraft crash.
suddenly you realise.
You looked up and there was this airplane in difficulty.
It sounds like the land of the rising sun, decided. A particular grudge against a particular game going on in South East London. And divine wind pilots. We will stop the game. Hey, I'm a German now. Yeah, so why did you give it up after 5 minutes?
Well, they found bits of...
pilot.
They taped off
in a sausage factory in Peckham, that would have been a bonus.
Yeah. That would be extra time in Peckham.
All right, lose that. It can get more crispy. But they played on, you see? That's what we're asking.